this whole thing, we look at life like it's about what you can get from life. And I think, you know, I read something, I was like, that's not what it is. You're going to always be unfulfilled if you look at life like that. It's about knowing you're going to leave one day. And, you know, when you leave, the only way you're going to be fulfilled is if you know you gave everything you had.
You already know what time it is. We're Over the Top, the podcast with your host, Damon Hicks. You already know the father, the entrepreneur, the investor, the leader, the philosopher, all above. Stop playing with me. Let's get into it. Tap in.
This episode is sponsored by The Wind. And The Wind is my clothing brand, which represents a lot of inspirational quotes. You can get you a hoodie that says, growing mentally, physically, and spiritually. Or you can get you a hoodie that says, watch me manifest everything I want. Or you can get you a hoodie or a shirt that says, elevate. All those in a lot of sizes, different colors. You can go to the website called thewind.store. Or you can hit the link in my bio. My Instagram name is _IamDamon. And I'm going to put it in the podcast as well. So enjoy this episode. So we back with another one with Over the Top, the podcast, man. And I got two special guests. One already been on here, man, and we killed it. We got to bring the brother back on. We got to bring our brother back on up here. And we about to just go crazy with it, man. I want both of y'all to introduce yourself. Go ahead, Ricardi. Ricardi, introduce yourself first.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Ricardi from the Twin Brothers Network. Man, I'm a young entrepreneur, inspired to inspire more people to focus on the mind, body, and soul. And the fourth one is to get your finances right. But I'm here to just spread information, spread love, and spread happiness, man.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, De La Sean.
Man, you know what's going on. Yeah, it's your boy De La Sean, man. Sean D of the Twin Brothers Network, man. You know, I'm just back again to drop these gems on y'all on this wonderful rainy day. So, you know, I hope y'all ready for some fire today, y'all. We about to have some fun today. I'm glad, man. Appreciate you getting us back on here, man.
Yeah. No problem. No problem, man. So how y'all feeling going, man? What's new?
Man, I'm an uncle.
Hey, I know that feel good, man. I remember when I first was an uncle, bro. Man, I felt like I was a father around that time when I first had my when my nephew came. And my twin sister had him. It was a beautiful feeling.
It was, man. It's kind of crazy because the way I look at things now is like, yeah, like me not being a father, you know, but being an uncle, it just is close. And I feel like the moment I seen my niece, it made me think about really just understanding generational wealth more. And that's something that we all need to be tapping in, you know, whether you ain't got kids or not, man. You be thinking about your kids for the future. You think about your grandbabies. And generational wealth is so powerful because it's education that we need to make sure that we give to the next. So, you know, that's something to be blessed about. And I'm just thankful that we really here, man. We made it to the end of the year, close to the end of the year. So shout out to all of us because, you know, and it's really been challenging lately trying to be mentally strong. You know, it's been a blessing.
Yeah, you went out a little bit. Say what you said again.
I was just, you know, pretty much saying it's a blessing to need, you know, wrap up things and do what we need to do. And, you know, it's an honor to be here with us on this earth today, you know, just trying to survive and, you know, be happy that we are in the now. So it takes a time to just be focused.
Yeah, most definitely. And that's what I've been working on, just building that generational wealth. That was my last podcast episode, was just basically about talking about how either we have to have two things, the capital, and we have to have the knowledge. We have to know what's going on, and we also have to have the money, because I was saying in the last episode, imagine the market crashing right now, right? And we don't have the money to invest in it, but we know everything we're supposed to invest in, but we don't have the money. We lose. Now imagine having the money and not knowing what to invest in. You lose. But if you have both, you win. So it's like, dang, is it like, so building that generational wealth. And just something I feel like we y'all should be striving towards, especially as young black men come from where we come from. So, yeah. Go ahead, Ricardi.
Yeah, for real. Like, y'all speaking some good points. I think, like, with everything, I think the main thing with like everything we doing is about making like everything me and Sean be talking about is security. Like, but the thing about it, what I look at it now is like everybody is staying safe, but everybody's not focused on the security of like their foundation to make sure that's good for everyone around them besides themselves. So it's like really like your comfort zone is a safe place, but is it secure for you to where it benefits you in the long run? So that's where like I'm at in my situation where I'm just at in life to where it's like shit, like everything is cool, it's safe, but it's not secure how I want it to be.
That's fact. That's something that I was just actually talking to my auntie yesterday. She had called me and was telling me how she was proud of me about the things I've done. And I was like, Auntie, you really ain't seen nothing yet. This year taught me a whole lot. It really gave me a lot of lessons. And so I'm like, next year, the amount of risk I'm about to take and the amount of uncomfortable, like I'm going to step out my box for real. Like this year I stepped out my box, but next year I'm talking about traveling. I'm talking about meeting people. I'm talking about putting myself around the people that's going to help me become better and that I can learn from and that I can also give something to as well, just like y'all two. I was glad to be able to bring y'all two on here to give some value to the people that listen to my podcast, because we all just on a mission to get somewhere in life. We all just trying to become better for our family, spiritually, mentally, and financially, you know. Yep. But, so it's like, yeah.
It falls in place, man. The biggest key to life right now is being happy. And when you're happy, you know, nothing can really stop you. You know, I just thought about that yesterday. Like, seeing my niece, it just makes me smile. I have more reason to smile now. There's not a day where I can't smile. And security now is the word. That's the key word for next year. Because when we travel, we still got to have security for everything we do. We got to make sure that our foundation, our business, is being carried by somebody that we trust. Security. You know, because we can't just go around in this world and think people can have access to us. You know, I had to realize that this year I've let so many people get access to me. But what did I gain from that? You know, I might have lost a few things, you know, because I allowed somebody to come in thinking they was going to bring a change. But, you know, when we hit that higher level and we realize that not only do we got to sit here and make sure that we're safe, but we got to make sure everybody around us is safe. And that's even the people that works for us. So two things I will say, shout out to 19 Keys and shout out to Earning Leaders, because listening to both of them or listening to both of their foundation, you got one where Earning Leaders says, hey, you know, y'all, we need to make sure that we utilizing our business and start, you know, branching out more, finding deeper ways to make our business work. And that contains being online. Shout out to 19 Keys for breaking down the way a black man should be, even though we wasn't taught that way. Whew. You know, but it's good, though. It's so good that we're being taught this way now, because when you open up that eye and you get, when something in your life happens to you major, something should shift you. And that should be like you work on your pattern. That's why the security comes in place. So shout out to my bro for saying that, because we need that now. And going into next year, bro, everywhere we go, we're going to have a home like Ye. Like, because that's how I feel now. I don't want to sit here and be stuck. I want to know that everywhere I go, I got friends and I got people that I can build relationships with. So when I go somewhere, I ain't got to worry about nothing. But the security, though.
Hey, you just said something there, man. You just gave me chills when you was talking, especially the part where you was talking about the access to people, a lot of access to people. That's, man, yeah, you just hit that on the nose. Oh my God. But yeah, that's something that was something I learned as well this year, just as a young black man, and ladies as well. Foundation is very, very important. I read this book this year where it was like, would you rather build your foundation on sand, or would you rather build your foundation on solid rock? You want to have something that's solid so you can build from the ground up. So I think that's very important as well. But yeah, you talk, man. So what y'all got anything coming? You got to let them know about y'all podcast.
Go ahead, Ricardi, drop some gems on the
road. So the Twin Brothers Network is all about focusing on mind, body, soul, and finance. So basically, we kind of cover a variety of topics about philosophy, psychology, emotional intelligence, and success. So it's kind of like four pillars that we stay, like that we try to stay a foundation on, but we talk about a variety of everything. But we try to stay in that to where it's always referring back to mind, body, and soul and the financial thing. Because basically right now we're going through the greatest wealth transfer right now with cryptocurrency. So it's like basically our whole network is about literally connecting with different people that's from any type of walks of life that's really here to help align those three things now, because we're going into a different reality that's going to need those three things intact all the time. So it's basically our network is about really just like bringing that as a reflection, because all it is a reflection back onto you. Because basically, like, when you're trying to change your life or trying to do different things, it's a reflection. So we just want to be a reflection onto other people that you can do this too. No matter where you at in life, where you at, how much money you got, just we want to be a reflection. We just want to see this same thing of beautiful harmony and peace, because the world is already fucked up and crazy, as we know, every day. So we just want to have our network just be an inspiring light for that.
And what was those three things again?
Mind, body, and soul. And then the fourth one that I always include is the financial thing, because finances is always going to be the thing that's the pinnacle of like how the world kind of runs, because everything is run off by some numbers. And right now, like I would say to anybody that's listening, is like, see if you're a mathematical thinker, because now we're going to go into everything is more about calculation and calculating your steps to put you in the best benefit of your life. I wouldn't even say succeeding or failing, but just more of just where you can take your where you can push yourself, because we all got limits and limitations, but we also can take that shit to another level though.
Yes, sir. Hey, I ain't gotta say nothing as well. I'm glad I got bro.
Hey,
he breaks it down so much smoother.
Hey, it sounded so smooth, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I really wanted to break down each one of those, just because I want to hear y'all philosophy on each one of those, because He did do a super smooth. Hey.
I might shoot. I could break down a little bit of it. So it's like, so basically when it comes to like putting those three together, it's it's very important, because you can't go one without the other. Because the main thing about it is like our soul is already intact with us. Like to me, we're energetic, like we're energetic beings in a certain sense, to where it's like we're based off of energy. You can tell by a bad vibe, good vibe. You can tell when you off or when some shit's not right. It's like we're energetically. It's not based off of like religion or spirituality. Like you don't want to attach yourself to really too much of just like what the world labels is. Because that's how you you kind of put yourself in that bind of where you feel like you can't get out of like those way of thinking. Because most of the shit we are in is like a way of thinking. Like a word that I learned yesterday was called egregore. And it's like, I can't remember exactly what it is by heart, but it's just like, it's a way of like thought form. Hold on, let me see. So egregore is a group mind that is created through a like-minded people who work together for a common goal. So it's basically, like, if y'all think about it, it's more like how corporations are set up, how businesses are set up, how even religion is set up. It's all, everything is based off a thought form. So it's like you can create so much based off of having collective group like-minded, because that's why I always preach group economics at this point now, because we're in a position now to like with so much information and everything. It's like, why not work with more people? You gonna make the work, like my mother says, many hands make light work.
Yeah. Teamwork make the dream work, you know the old saying.
Hell yeah.
we the new grease hands, you know.
Hell yeah.
Most definitely. I learned that this year too. Just the information that you learn, like Daylon Sean was talking about 19 keys and Earn Your Leisure. I don't know if y'all ever listened to those podcasts, but those are some great podcasts to listen to. I'm talking about, I actually learned the difference between knowledge and information. Something that sounds simple, but it's really not as simple as you think.
That's a good one.
Hey, I said all the time now that I learned it from 19 Keys, bro. He had an episode where he broke down each definition of certain things. And I realized there's a lot of people on social media giving out information instead of knowledge. Knowledge is something you experience. Information is just something you know about. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my God. I was like, oh, so now that I know that, I can look at the people and be like,
okay, he talking a lot about something he just knows, so he just giving information. But he's actually, him right here, he's showing it, so he has knowledge on it. Yeah, he's doing it. So I want to be following a person that I already experienced it. He's showing what he's doing. So I'm like, yeah, them episodes, you know, right,
funny,
there.
It's funny because I was just saying that. I kind of thought about that yesterday. I was like, so I was listening to Ernie. I was listening to Ernie Leaders yesterday, but I was listening to DJ Cali's story. And so, you know, of course, y'all, you know, as De La Shine, a part of me, I'm the artist, and then Sean D, I'm the Twin Brothers Network. So on the artist standpoint, you know, it's funny hearing DJ Cali say that he didn't make it damn near close to he was 50. He damn near did a whole bunch of shows and everything for free, and he had to go broke. And, you know, nobody knows that. You know, that was probably like 2015, right when Snapchat came out. But he said, you know, the one thing I did every day was keep my head up and stay positive, because I always knew that I was going to be great. So every time you notice, based off of his albums, the titles, they're based off, you know, those trials and tribulations of that life. And that's how we got to look at everything. Like, what is this trial right now? What was this year based off? I call this year the year of new angels, because we lost a lot of people this year. We lose people all the time. But this year, I feel like we lost a lot of key people. I know from my family, we lost a lot of key people in our family. But those angels, they already made their transition to heaven, but they now dropping blessings, you know, and I feel like blessings is coming in so many ways. And now I feel like more knowledge, like you said, knowledge and information is two different things, but it's so much knowledge that I've got this year, even from looking at this, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's us being black men. We got to help each other, but a lot of us don't even know where to start, and we get confused. I will say, as a man, I'm still a man, y'all. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I don't know where to start, even when I've started. But I have to sit back and say, you know what? Look what you have done so far and be happy how much you accomplished, because you already started it. And so we have to give ourselves more credit. Black men, even black women, sometimes we get so discouraged for something that we've done for so long and we've been on a roll, and it's about consistency. So next year, y'all, we just got to be more consistent. It's like we start something, we don't finish it because either something going on or, you know, something that kind of a brick thing kind of hit, or you're bumping the road, but those bumps can keep coming when you're trying to get success, when you're trying to get to the top. It don't never stop, y'all. We can't be scared, and we can't be scared of books. So, hey, a black man with a book is powerful. A black woman that reads, love them. So if we don't sit here and read more and actually, you know, utilize the knowledge that's free, because, you know, everything else, we too worried about the chains, the cars, the houses, what social media shows us. But if you start going on social media and really start finding the things that will motivate you, guide you, you know, shout out to Don Trails. He also said, hey, go on Instagram, delete anything that's toxic. Find you some motivational pages. Find you pages about crypto, real estate. Keep your mind stimulated and happy every day. If you want to do more, you'll be cool.
Hey, you did with him again. Oh, man. Nah, you right, though, bro. You are right. What were you about to say, Ricardo?
Yeah, I might, just to piggyback off of what Sean's saying, because it's like, when you think about it, like when it comes to, like, because the crazy thing about it, man, like our brains are so fucking funny, because it's like we look at negative situations and we waiting on that big ass win, bro. I never understand that. Like I'm at that point in my journey right now that I'm focused on the present moment so much to where it's like that big win gonna happen. I've already lived it in my head so many times, bro, that it's just like when that shit happened, it happened. Like it's just like I'm focusing on, hey, like, am I creating new positive, productive habits? Because when I do that, it gives me a different thought, it gives me different thoughts, and it creates a new reality for myself. So it's like, really, I'm just focused on staying in the moment, because it's like we didn't all dealt through so much like turbulence and like upset and all that shit in our lives. I think that's part of it, because it grows character, but I think it puts us back into, like I said, mind, body, and soul. It aligns us, because we so used to like being raised on seeing things, okay, we want things to go good. We don't never want to feel that, like, that hurt. We don't want to feel pain. Nobody wants to feel pain. So it's like you got to, like, see both sides of it. I'm talking about, like, the deepest parts of yourself. Like, we didn't repress so much shit over time that you wouldn't even realize how much is, like inside you. How much, like, energetically in that aspect of it is just inside you that you didn't just put away from it. So it's like most time, like, now you just want to just, like, focus on the present moment, because most of the time, like, you might be holding yourself back if you're not focused on the present moment. If you're not focused on the, like, present moments or the habits that you create right now to be able to get to where you want to be at. Because it's like, right now, all we got is right now. This like this podcast we doing right now, shit, this all we got right now. Like you can't think about nothing else. You gotta be right here, right now. And you gotta enjoy it. Like it don't matter where you at, you gotta enjoy that shit. Because you create it, man. It's like it was one quote I saw. It's not what you do. It was some real powerful shit. Hold on. It's some real power. Bro, it was real powerful. I'm like, nigga, it just showed how much like more like you have control over your life. Like you have so much control and people think you don't, but it's like you do. You have the like choice to really like make some shit happen, bro. Regardless of what anybody say, what anybody think about you, like you got a choice. No matter where you come from, I done seen motherfuckers that really didn't even think they was gonna make it, but made shit happen because they believe in a motherfucking self, bro. They believed in it.
So you know, I'm gonna drop this gem real fast. So I forgot to do this. So I never have. If anybody, listeners, if you ever have a dream and you wake up and you can't remember it, man, I'd be like, that sucks. So, but what happens when you have a dream and you actually can remember the dream and you wake up feeling happy? So I had a dream that me and bro was hanging out with Derrick Grace and Ye. I was hanging out with Ye and bro was hanging out with Derrick Grace. And I woke up so happy because I usually don't have dreams. And when I do have dreams, I never can remember them. But I remember that exact dream from when it started and when it ended. And from the moment that like the dream ended with us taking a picture, and I'm like, but that just made me feel happy to know that, like, man, even the case might be in like, hey, if I don't ever, I know one day I'm going to meet Ye and Derrick Grace, but just to have a dream about them and they were dropping knowledge in my dream and I woke up, it gave me more inspiration. And, you know, and sometimes that's kind of just you on that path of knowing that you're going to be successful. It might not exactly be when you want it to be, but it's on God's timing. And that goes back to that episode we made, God's timing. Like, y'all, you know, we get so, you know, cooped up when things don't work out for us and we don't even realize that God has already put it in motion even when it didn't work out. He just wanted to see how you go through this test, through this obstacle. And this is why we have these platforms, so we can utilize them better, so we can not only like feel good, because people are gonna try to discourage us, people are gonna try to tell us that we're not good enough, somebody gonna try to tell us we need to do more when they're not doing nothing. Ooh. You know, and so but at the same time it's crazy because all we got to do is smile and be like, hey, thank you though. Thank you for the enlightenment. Because sometimes I realize that negative criticism is not always negative. It's a fact. It's all, you just got to look at it from a different side. When somebody says you need to work on your shot, all you need to do is go in there and just keep shooting. You know, and today, if you feel like your offense is good, but you know your defense is lacking, man, go in there and work on your defense. You know, sometimes we don't pay attention to our weaknesses. We always pay attention to our strength. And that's something that I'm working on better for next year, because I know what I'm really good at and I know what I'm not good at. But that's something that I need to tap in more for. It's all of us. We tap into our weaknesses, because if you know you're really good at writing, but you're not good at talking, work better on talking.
Yeah.
You know, because, and if you're not good at saving no money, but you're good at spending money, you better start saving some money, because in a few years, that ain't going to be it's no excuse now. Like, as a man, we can have fun and live life, but I don't want to take vacations. I want to go on a business trip. Like, there's no point of going to go live to something that you're not excited about. Like, I want to go somewhere and be excited, so when I come back, I can do it again.
I feel that. It's like, and I found the quote. So it's like, this is some real deep shit that really had me like, wow. It said, remember, the problem is not the problem. It is your attitude about the problem. Joy does not come from what you do. It flows into what you do.
Hold on, say that again. Say it again, boy.
Remember, the problem is not the problem. It is your attitude about the problem. Joy does not come from what you do. It flows into what you do. So basically, don't always look for external things to find happiness. Like, even when you want to run businesses, anything, you put joy into that, because you create that. You create joy. You create that. Anything external, if you're always looking for that to find joy and happiness, you will always feel like your lack of. You always going to feel that scarcity mindset of just like, oh, I'm always looking for the next thing. You're not really enjoying it. So you really create joy through everything you do. It's your decision. Every time. You have a choice and a chance when you get up every fucking day. You got a choice and a chance.
Hey, that's a fact. That's a fact. You know, I was watching this Netflix show that was called The 100.
Mm-hmm. And they take this pill, and when you take this pill, all your pain go away. But the pain is the memories of whatever you suffer from. But after you take the pain away, who are you? Because, you know, through that pain, it builds your character. And that was so deep to me because I'm like, dang, everything that somebody hate about they self or whatever happened in their life is what created you so going on through life. So it was another Netflix thing I watched. It was with Tony Robbins. Y'all know Tony Robbins is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was watching one of his episodes, one of his little shows, and he was talking to this young lady, and she was like, I hate my dad. He didn't do this, and he did it and that. And he was like, well, you know that's what created you and that what gave you your job now. You not having your dad actually made you have this type of job and this type of person. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, whoa, that was deep, dude.
Yeah, because it's funny. It's funny you say that now. Now to just throw that out there, because my father, he passed 2012, and on the 19th, it'd be 10 years. And it's funny how my little brother, you know, as much as I love him so much, and shout out to him now that he's a father, because the things that I was trying to, you know, just give him good advice on, he didn't want to listen to me until it took him to go down this road, and you know, him to learn, you know, get back on his feet. That now he understands, and now that he's a father, you know, it's like, you know, it's a blessing, because I was just like, you know, even though some things we all don't, we have times when we're not going to understand each other, we're not always going to be on the same page. Like, you know, me and bro, when we started this podcast, it was very challenging because I'm an artist first. I've been doing that for a long time, but been doing a podcast and then having to trust again, you know, because that's a key thing in life. We have to have trust. Like, if you don't trust nobody in life, you're not going to make it far in life. Like, you got to trust somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I know it's hard for us to trust people in our generation because you think everybody has a motive, which is true. But the moment you say that I don't trust nobody, that's exactly what's going to happen into the universe. You're going to find people that's going to come in your life and they're going to disrupt your trust because you're not even giving yourself the joy to believe that I can trust somebody. There is trustworthy people out here. There are people out here that do think like me, that want to help me, that want to be a part of this journey that I'm building. Like, you can't be the only person to think. Like, when the first person made Nike, you know, they didn't think nobody was going to wear them shoes. But then now you look up, but when you find the right people and the trust of the right influencers, now everybody wants a pair of Jordans now.
Yeah.
You know, even everybody wants a pair of iPhone. Everybody wants to be on Snapchat. Everybody wants to do TikTok. So you got to look at the trust of looking at, if somebody else tried it, because let's dive back into Bitcoin for a second, y'all, not to switch shifts, but nobody trusted Bitcoin in 2010. But the people that were rich enough, they invested into it. So then the next person, 19 Keys said, they said, you won't trust something until you see the next person do it. He said, if somebody big doing it, you'll trust them. But if somebody, your friend or your family member brought it up to you, you don't trust it because they're not on that level. But if you watching somebody on TV, your favorite actor, your favorite, anybody that you inspired by, and they said, get on your phone right now and do this, you're going to do it. But you don't even know the person next to you is just as rich as you are. But you don't believe that because you don't see that yet. And so that's what we lack in. Like, and that all of us is wealthy, y'all. It doesn't matter what dollar. If you only got $1 to your name, you're wealthy. You're better than the person. You're better than the person that's broke. So if you're sitting here trying to think that we're not better than nobody, we're all really equal. And that's, I still believe that, and I will ride to that to the day I die. But I know that some people don't believe that because you'll sit here and say, how are we equal? But you got this and I don't got this. Well, in your mind, you woke up this morning, didn't you? So we equal. If you woke up this morning, you sleep and you wake your eyes up the next day, we equal. But if you think, if you're judging people based off of where they're at in knowledge, where they're at in money, where they're at in certain things, then you're wrong. And so we just got to build better trust, y'all, so we can sit here and know that, like, hey, we're not going to miss that next wave next year with crypto. If you want to. Well, if you don't feel like you don't want to invest into it yet, good. But you're going to miss out when you find out, hey, you could have invested $1,000 in January and never touched it. And then you could have waited and had discipline and held on to it and trust that you know you're going to get something back in return. But you got to do your research. You just can't expect something to put some in and get something back. And then when something don't work out, you get mad and you quit.
Yep. That's fact. You said something earlier about consistency. And that was something that I learned, like, man, so many people, what was it? It was a Neo Davis interview where he was talking about how, like, you know, you could tell somebody this, you could tell somebody that, and they could work on it, but half of the people won't even be doing it a year from now. He was like, it's the consistency that really wins, you know. It's like, you could tell people all the game in the world right now,
But it's the people that's going to continue to keep that discipline and that consistency that's going to win in the end. It don't even matter if you start off and you ain't got no listeners. When I first started this podcast, I think my first episode, I got 2 listeners. But I couldn't get discouraged because I had to keep going. It's not – see, I think a lot of people look at where you at today. Like, they look at the celebrities at where they are, where are they at today, and they don't look at how long it took them to get to where they at today. Like DaBaby, for instance. They showed his history of him rapping for like 5 years before he even made it.
Exactly.
So just like you were talking about with DJ Kelly, like it took him so many years before he got to where he at today.
Honestly, that made me change my whole direction of like me pushing myself as an artist and, you know, just push even as a content creator, man, because you just never know like a person's story. But when you hear somebody's story, you actually be real shocked. Like, you know, this man, Cali said like he still had his child. He told his wife he was paying his parents' bills, and he had to stop everything. He said he went damn near. He said it was key when he said, when I did a show and I made the money, I put that money back into the gas to get to where I had to be. I wasn't flying. You know, a lot of people don't even know that. People only want to pay attention to your wins, but I'd rather see your losses.
You right about that.
Because at the end of the day, if I say, hey, I went 5-0 today, but what did you do yesterday? Oh, I went 0-5. But people only care about the 5-0, but you should be caring about, like, what was the process? Hey, I lost some money through this journey, but I gained a lot of knowledge. You know, like, I be telling people all the time, if you worry about an L all the time, you're not going to make it because you gave up before it even started.
Yep.
And I'm a firm believer. I'm very competitive. I know all three of us is very competitive at what we do, but we're not in competition with nobody. I'm only in competition with the old me. And people don't realize, like, you're not in competition with nobody. You're only in competition with your old self. If your old self didn't give a fuck, your new self got to give a fuck.
Yep.
Right. So it just, you know, but it's all lessons, y'all. Trust me and believe, none of us is perfect. It's good that we're still living in this era where a mistake can be turned into a lesson, but a lesson can be turned into a blessing.
Yep. And I feel like it's never really a loss because, like you said, it's experience. You get that knowledge from that. Mm-hmm. I remember making a post on Facebook talking about how I had my first speaking event. I did terrible. People love the transparency part of that story. And it was just like, I did do terrible, but guess what? I learned, and now I know what to do next time I go speak at an event.
It's interesting when you realize that sometimes we want everybody to clap. I realize now I don't even need nobody to clap sometimes. I just need to see if people are engaging, you know. Yep. And that's like I had a dude a couple weeks ago. I was telling Ricardi, I said, we can't give up, because even though we're in certain situations or where our mental, that's where it's got to be. If your mental is not strong enough, and you can break down, but that's how it's hard for us, this black man. My buddy, shout out to Dead Silence and going into his event, realizing that us as black men, y'all, so tap in with me, young black man, that we are targeted the most. We're the number one target. We have a hard time in life dealing with jobs or trying to even become an entrepreneur, sit on the platform, because why? We got to follow a certain rule in this world because of the white man, and we try to make sure that we detain ourselves and control ourselves and be in full control. But it's hard when we are always the one being looked. We got so many young black men that are locked up for no reason. We got black men that are locked up that deserve their freedom, but yet they're in a system that's keeping them down. And then you got black men that are trying to make things work. Fathers, young black men, they're trying to not do this and do that. And some black men don't even know what to do because they came up in this world. Hey, you got to go get money. You got to be in the streets. But you ain't got no book smarts. You ain't got to go to school, but you got to sit here and educate yourself. You know, a lot of people don't even know who Wall Street Trapper is. So if y'all don't know who that is, tap into Wall Street Trapper, because I didn't know who he was until I watched the interview. And this man literally went from being locked up when he was 19 to being a millionaire learning about stocks. But he said a lot of people, he said, if you give a black man a book, they're scared.
Hey, let me say this real quick, Dale. You know what's crazy? The level that I'm at this year is literally, I promise you, bro. Literally, only because of all the books and the information I learned this year. Like, I promise, people think I be playing. I think I literally read about 30 books this year. 15 self-development and 15 financial literacy books. And I think that's why I am where I'm at today, because of those books.
Mm-hmm. We all need to do better about reading. So I'm still reading Think and Grow Rich. But what I had to learn is reading a page a day makes the pain go away. Like, you ain't got to read a lot, man. If you feel like we get too distracted, our phones are a distraction. I had to learn that, like, what I'm doing ain't important. My mom taught me that, and I was like, hey, what you're doing on that phone is not that important. You got to live in the now. You got to appreciate the now. But at the same time, we gotta find ways, though, to do things and, like, cut it off. So, hey, we're going to spend time studying for an hour. Hey, put that timer on for an hour. When that hour goes off, you know, reflect and catch back. But don't try to do too much, because I learned now doing too much, you're gonna fuck around and go in circles. But if you got a routine, hey, you got a routine, y'all. You know, find a way to routine yourself. I mean, there's so many ways to do it now. There's no excuse now. We have no excuse on nothing. When you want something done really, really bad, you will find a way. And the best way to do it is by praying on it and meditating on it. But then also believing in yourself that the next move you make or the next thing that comes out of your mouth, you believe it.
Yep.
Shout out to you, bro, man. Shout out to us, man. So before anything, I want to make sure that everybody get on Apple Podcasts, Twin Brothers Network. We're on Spotify as well. We're pretty much on all platforms. If you get on Instagram, you can follow me at DeLaShine23. And I know Ricardo, you make sure you tell them your information so we all can grow together. This is not a competition, but this is only about the race, y'all. And the race is beautiful right now. So enjoy it and, like, man, just appreciate yourself and appreciate what we're doing. We having fun doing what we doing over here.
Let them know your Instagram, Ricardo.
Yeah, so all my Instagram is the Ray Way. So that's all on every platform from IG, Twitter, all that. So it's the Ray Way.
Okay, look, I want to say this before we end this. If this helped y'all in any way, share it with a friend. Repost it on your Instagram. Let everybody know what type of gems and what game we left on this podcast episode, because I feel like this is very important. If y'all really enjoyed it as well, let us know if we should do another one. So y'all be safe, man. I appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate y'all for coming on too as well, Ricardo and DeLaShine. We got to bring y'all back again. You know what I'm saying? Because at first, I thought we had DeLaShine at first. We had to bring Ricardo on, man. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And yeah, I appreciate anything else y'all want to let them know.
Man, I just want to say, man, I love y'all. Shout outs to you for sitting here tapping into Bro's podcast, because he does give so much information. And, you know, be thankful for him, man, because he is one of many kings that we have to appreciate, bro. So really, shout out to you, bro. Like, because, you know, I'm thankful that you got me on the first episode, but I'm even more thankful that I got my partner in crime with me, because he just dropped some fire to y'all. Like,
he definitely did.
So I definitely appreciate for the love and what you just doing, bro. Like, you keep working and you keep shining, bro. Like, real shit.
Yes, sir. And I told you the first one's gonna be a classic, man. I told you they love that one, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna love this one too, man. I learned so much this time. I just sat back and was just listening. I'm gonna go back and listen, but appreciate it, y'all. Hey, tap in for another one over the top.
All right, y'all. Peace and love.
Peace out, y'all.
And so, look, man, I'm gonna add this segment to the end of it, man. If you know anybody that want their brand promoted or anything, make sure you inbox me at _IamDeMond on Instagram. I'm interested in putting anybody, you know, any segment, anybody to do music, anybody to do lashes. If you want your if you a female and you want your lashes, if you a barber and you want your stuff promoted, if you know anybody that want anything promoted, I'm not charging much, putting one segment in the beginning, one segment in the end. You know what I'm saying? So if you know anybody that want their things promoted, let me know and inbox me.